Hello, today is the 14th of January, 2021, and I am talking with Brittany Grohn. What year were you born?
2003.
Where were you born?
The Bulkley Valley Hospital in Smithers, BC.
Can you describe the neighborhood you grew up in?
I grew up in a neighborhood that had a lot of young families and a lot of children, so there was always a lot of kids on the street playing.
Have you lived anywhere else?
No.
What do your parents do for work?
My dad is a equipment operator at the mill here in Smithers, and my mom is a service manager at Coast Mountain GM.
Do you have any siblings?
I have one sister who is 3 years older than me.
Can you describe your relationship with your family members?
I have a very close relationship with them. I come from a larger family, so we've always been very close.
Do you regularly see any extended family?
Usually a couple times a year for the people out of town, and then the people in town I see quite often.
Do you have any interesting family traditions that you want to share?
On Christmas Eve is when we open our presents, and then our Santa presents are opened on Christmas morning.
Do you have any important heirlooms or antiques in your family?
I have a lot of jewelry passed down from grandmothers, great-grandmas, and great-great-grandmothers.
What activities does your family do together?
Considering we live in Smithers, we're very outdoorsy and pretty much anything outdoors.
How do you celebrate holidays and birthdays?
With a lot of family around, birthdays are typically celebrated with a family barbecue.
What did you do for fun when you were younger?
I would hang out with my friends, typically doing something outside.
Where did you go to elementary school?
I went to Walnut Park Elementary in Smithers.
Did you like it?
I did.
What subjects did you enjoy and not enjoy?
I really enjoyed math, which is weird because I don't enjoy it anymore, and I did not like music class.
Do you have any stories from elementary school that you would like to share?
I remember at recess, everyone would race to the swing sets, and the girls would hop on the swings, and the boys would try and impress us by running through the swings. This usually resulted in a few injuries, that's for sure, but...
Have you gone to any other high school than SSS?
No.
Do you have any stories to share?
I have a really close group of friends, so I'm typically hanging out with friends a lot, which has a lot of stories. I can't think of one in particular at the moment.
Where do you work?
I work at SportCheck as a sales advisor.
Do you enjoy it?
I do really enjoy it. I've been there for 3 years, so it's a great place to work, especially if you're in high school.
What was it like to be a teenager in Smithers in 2020?
I actually enjoyed it. With quarantine and everything, I thought it was a really good time to focus on myself as well as my mental health. And I had a really good group of friends to get me through everything. And Smithers is small, so I don't feel we were affected too badly last year. But
How is your life different from this time last year?
I definitely feel with the pandemic and everything, it has allowed me to be more grateful for things I have in life.
What are some of the best parts of living in Smithers?
Definitely the outdoors and the tight-knit community.
What are the worst parts?
The winter, even though it can be good, but the cold is not my favorite.
What are your plans after high school?
I'm not 100% sure yet. I thought about taking a gap year and traveling. However, with COVID at the moment, I am not too sure about that. And I have been accepted into a few programs, but I'm not sure if I want to go yet.
What's a typical activity that you and your friends take part in?
Since there's not much to do here, it's typically driving around. Something that we enjoy doing is called car tag. So a group of us meet at the GOAT, and one person is it. That person waits for everyone to drive away and hide. And then we have Snap Maps, which is connected to Snapchat. And the person who is it, you're obviously trying to run away from them, and basically you're just driving around Smithers trying not to get caught. It sounds very boring, but when you're in a small town and there's not many things to do, it is quite exciting. Yeah.
How did your family come to the Bulkley Valley?
Both of my parents were born and raised here. My dad's parents originally came over from Holland in the 1960s, and my mom's parents also grew up here. However, her grandfather, so my great-grandfather, came over from Switzerland, and they were actually the first Swiss immigrants to arrive in Smithers, which I find pretty cool. But yeah, and I guess we've just stayed ever since.
Well, thank you, Brittany, for coming and taking the time to answer these questions.
Thank you. I really enjoyed this, and hopefully in the future someone can look back at this. And yeah, it was a really cool project to be a part of, and thank you to the museum.